In the literature, if you want, the popular literature, in the trade magazines, the business papers, account of what should be done in the mineral sector since we've had the GNU, there's a pretty harmonious and disturbing line that's been developed, and it basically draws our attention back to the 1990s, the neoliberal era, and says that the boom of the 1990s is something that can be replicated if we return to more systematic, self-disciplined, liberalized regime around mining and minerals and metallurgy. And I think that's a really problematic position. It is true that we saw a large boom in mining in the second half of the 1990s after liberalization. I mean, so much so that we saw US $750 million invested in just 4 years, and unprecedented levels of investment into exploration, which is a really good indication of investor interest. The problem is that the economic and regulatory conditions which allowed for mining's expansion in the 1990s actually also set the political conditions for mining's collapse in the 2000s. It was a give and take. It's all one. It's part of one package. So while neoliberalism opened up ground and liberalized constraints on capital flows, on joint ventures, on foreign ownership, etc., it also squashed local labor and imposed increasingly harsh conditions on mining organization, on restrictions on mining companies for what they needed to provide, how easy it was to fire people. And they deregulated increasingly edges of the marketing mechanisms which have been run under the MMCZ.